Hello, everyone. I am so excited to have you here. This is Ava from AvaWaits.com. I am just so energized this morning, so ready to have Lucinda come on the line with us. And first, of course, I want to make sure that all of you listening today, that you're in an absolutely comfortable spot for our interview. So whatever you need to do, adjust, get on your bed with comfortable pillows, have water, have tea, whatever it is that you really need to be here and present and comfortable today. So this is our call all about turning your online presence into gold. And I have the fabulous Lucinda Ray Kinch. Hey, Lucinda. Hi.
Hey, Ava.
I'm so here. I'm so thrilled to have you. This is so fantastic. I'm going to introduce you in just a minute because I cannot wait to introduce you to everyone who's listening. And but of course, before I do, to share just a little bit more about this call with all of you, to let you know what you're in for today. So this is turning your online presence into gold. And it was very interesting because when I was thinking about who I wanted to bring onto this interview, I was thinking about how in the online world these days, we do tend to make decisions pretty quickly when we see someone's website or when we meet someone online or if we meet someone who has been, we've seen them on the web and then we meet them in person. We tend to really get a sense of who they are very quickly. And I do think that that is one of the things that's popping up even in a bigger way these days, is that we can see through some of those walls that maybe used to be in the way, and now we can really get a great sense of someone's essence and just the truth of who someone is. And so I was thinking about bringing on someone who's an expert in website development and branding. I really am just so excited to have Lucinda with us. So today, she's going to share a few things with all of you. The first is we're going to talk about how to use your personal brand photography to attract your dream clients, because I know that many of you on the phone are entrepreneurs or you have that entrepreneurial spirit and maybe you're just starting out or maybe you're going through a transition right now in your business, and there are ways that you can use photography to attract your dream clients. Then we're also going to be talking about how to capture your client's attention in 4 seconds or less, because we make those quick decisions, don't we? And then Lucinda, I'm so excited too because I really feel like this is a huge essence of her work. She's going to be talking about your brand archetype and how that will help you be more magnetic, prosperous, and fulfilled. She's also going to be sharing about how to use prosperity branding to ignite your spirit-rich and lucrative lifestyle. Oh, I'm so excited. Before I introduce her, I just want to share, I know that some of you are actually maybe meeting me for the first time as well. I just wanted to share just a few details about my background, and then I would love to introduce Lucinda. So my name is Ava Waits. I'm at AvaWaits.com, and I support entrepreneurs as well as aspiring speakers to feed the source of their success. And I do a lot of work around money, around releasing financial constriction, and it is really my intention to help women build richer lives. And they can do that through entrepreneurship as well as feeling very content and just in love with life as it is right now. Because I really truly believe that making money should feel like bliss. And so I'm so excited. I really feel a great connection with Lucinda. I think it was a couple of years ago that we met at a live event, and she stood out, and we had lunch and turned into lunches and many other little chance encounters, sometimes in bathrooms at events, which is seems like where we meet everyone these days. so funny. Yeah. So, Lucinda, I'd love to share a little bit more with everyone listening about you. So Lucinda Ray Kinch, she is an award-winning artist. She's a brand designer of over 15 years. She's a personal brand photographer and a website alchemist. And she is the founder of Prosperity Branding. So you can visit prosperitybranding.com to learn more about her work. And I have seen some of the websites and some of the graphics that she's created. And as she explains it, she crafts, and I really truly believe, she crafts stunning visual brands with artful visionary graphics, iconic personal brand photography, and she makes savvy websites for upcoming spiritual celebrities and divine fempreneurs. And she does this from, and we'll learn a little bit about this today, from her goddess archetypal process, which helps them to shine confidently, attract boundless divine clients, manifest luxury, and turn their life into gold. And she lives in California, and she makes goddess artwork. I've seen some of her beautiful artwork. And I know also, I think, Lucinda, one of the things that really drew me to you is that you have this essence of India in you. Mm. I see that even in your website, like, and just all the sparkles. And I think it was about 9 years ago now. I lived in India for a little while, and I love that shimmer. I absolutely love that. And it comes through in you. So I think that's probably why we connected. I think the first time I met you, actually, I was wearing some of my clothing that I had made for me in India. So that's so funny.
I love it.
Oh, hilarious. Well, I'd love to. Is there anything else that you wanted to share about you and your work before we get into our call today, before we start the interview?
I think you covered it brilliantly. Thank you so much. That was
yes.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, this is so fun. So, okay, great. So I would love to start. If we could start, I'm really curious. First of all, I don't necessarily hear people phrasing it this way, this idea of personal brand photography. I think there is this topic of personal brands that's popping up in the world right now, and I think, I mean, really big time. I mean, even me, I transitioned my business into a personal brand, into avawaits.com, and I would love to have you share a little bit more with us about what that means and also how you can use personal brand photography to attract your dream clients.
Those are such key things in the business. So, yeah, your personal brand is really, it's who you are and what the essence you bring to the world is about. It starts with, I like to go with the archetypes first. And
before,
I know it's like hard for me not to talk about that right from the get-go.
Oh, do it. You can do it now, too.
Okay, great. All right,
do it.
I will. It's such a cornerstone of my work, you know, to really tune into your core values and to really know who you are as a woman or man, and to bring that to the table in a way that really reflects through all that you do in your visuals, in your marketing messaging, in your photography, you know, all the marketing aspects of being a entrepreneur online. And so this archetypal work is really about diving into your core values and looking at how that reflects through the outer world, because we all came into this life with a set of core values, and we all have this archetypal essence that people will recognize us with that essence. And actually, the really big companies use brand archetypes, like Coca-Cola and Pepsi.
Oh,
they
really?
Have their own archetype. Yeah. Do you want me to talk about that a little bit, just for a second?
Oh, yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah, so they've been using this for a while, and archetypes are an ancient thing, of course. It's like the collective subconscious, and we all, you know, we talk about archetypes through mythology, but big companies use it also for branding and to stay consistent and in their ad campaigns so that people recognize them and are able to identify them, and people gravitate towards brands they like because usually they have a similar core value or similar archetype or something about that archetype they resonate with in their life. So, for example, Coca-Cola, I use Coke and Pepsi. I don't drink either of them. They're not my
favorite. Me neither.
Anyway, as I sit here with my green smoothie. So Coca-Cola is the innocent, and their brand archetype is the innocent, so they bring in things about nostalgia and simplicity, and the innocence really about purity, even though, you know, anyway, I'll keep those thoughts aside. They bring it, but they want to create a brand that's like a culture for people to feel their essence and to, people drink Coke, maybe not even because of the taste over Pepsi, some people say, but because of the feeling that it creates. So they bring in the warm, fuzzy polar bears and, you know, the classical, nostalgic, you know, people from the 50s, and their mm-hmm. and actually their logo has never changed really over the years. And when Coke has changed their logo, they've sort of flopped because they were trying to mix something up that was a brand archetype that should have been nostalgic and like lasting and more permanent so people can depend on it. While a Pepsi, for example, is the jester's brand archetype, and they can wear different hats and they can poke fun at Coke and their competitors and they can mix it up, and they've changed their label over many, many years, if you noticed, you may have noticed over the years.
Oh, yeah.
And they can do that because they're the jester archetype and they're just like dancing around having a good time being a jester. So so there's that vibe that goes through the brands. And then there's personal brands, of course, because those are business brands. So we have Oprah. She would be, I believe she's sage, where she, you know, speaks from the truth, and mm-hmm. she, you know, it's all about truth seeking and really diving into the deeper spiritual nature and the truth behind things and really using intellectual wisdom to get there.
You can feel that from her, definitely.
Right. So Oprah is a great example of a personal brand. So shifting into the personal brand, and then there's like Lady Gaga, which I believe she's got to be the rebel. I've never actually looked into or felt into her too much. She's coming up in this moment as another example.
Sure.
You know, she's just total innovative, and she's got some creator in her too, which is the artistic, wild aspect of her. But she's another great personal brand. And there's these iconic women that create strong personal brands because they get really known for who they are and what their essence is. And this usually leads back to the archetypal foundation in what they do and what they believe in. For example, to use myself as an example, I'm alchemist, and my core values are really all about, you know, well, turning your online presence into a gold is a very alchemistic way of saying that.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yes. So just use that as an example for this interview. I love and the sparkles, you know, that's like a symbol of transforming something from one realm into something else. So my core values are about making really deep change. I love to make change for my clients in their lives, in my lives. You know, it's really about transformation and manifesting something from a higher vision into form. So to sort of breeze over the alchemist. So that's how I use it in my brand. And when women create strong personal brands, they just stand out in the marketplace. So personal branding is really how you're showing up, what your flavor is, if you will, how you look, how you feel, how you sound. You know, it's everyone from your marketing, the way you write in your voice, to the visuals in your personal brand photography, to your website, to your color scheme, to like how everything kind of fits together creates a personal brand. And it's about being consistent and being yourself over and over and over. And thank God we can be ourselves.
Oh, I know, right? Sigh of relief.
So total sigh of relief. Oh, I can be authentic and I can really express that part of myself. Oh, that's amazing. I don't have to be like her.
From it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, way more money.
Yeah.
Because you don't have competition when you really are yourself, because there's only one you in the world and one you with that essence, that set of archetypal core values, and also blending in the things you love. Like, for example, me being the alchemist and you said with the India flavor, it's so right on. You know, it's like a little bit of the Indian, a little bit of the belly dancer, because those are things I love. You know, I'm connected to the ancient. I love ancient Egypt. I love.
Oh, me too.
I love. No, all that gorgeous, glittery, golden, you know, glory. And so it's really bringing in things you love too into your brand. So one alchemist can look slightly different than another, but it's really having that archetype as the cornerstone to create your personal brand is what I love to do in my work and help others do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and it's really, I'm so glad you brought up the whole thing about competition and how through really having this personal brand. And so in essence, you know, a personal brand for everyone listening, it would be you'd probably be at yourname.com, right? So usually people just take their names. Sometimes, of course, like I know you have prosperitybranding.com. Lucinda, I know that's where you're hanging out. You know, I'm at avawaits.com. And so we're seeing this a lot, especially, you know, even when I was training as an entrepreneur, that was suggested to us that we do yourname.com and that we build ourselves as a personal brand. And I think one of the fantastic things about that and that I've really fallen in love with over the years is that it does mean that we can just keep saying yes and yes and yes to the things that we love, and we can keep bringing those in. And even as our tastes change, that we can do, you know, we can have a website redo, or we can have a new photo shoot that accentuates something new that we love. And I think I love that most about being a personal brand, because we can have our personal brand is the, you know, the foundation of our business. And then below that, we can have various projects that we're working on. And it gives a lot of flexibility. It really
Absolutely.
Does.
Yeah, it really does. And it's funny. I just shifted my website over to Prosperity Branding. I've been with Lucinda Kinch for a few years now. And I'm switching my last name up a bit, but that's another story. But the Lucinda Ray is taken, but I do recommend as well, you know, to go with your name so that you can change over the years and you can, you know, grow with things. And also, you know, some women have complicated last names, so sometimes I do say, or if your name is changing or something this or that, and you don't identify with that name, you know, you can use more of a, like if it was feedthesourceofyoursuccess.com, you can use that. Sometimes it's easier to spell, but you still can have a personal brand at that site. You know, you still can go there, and it's all about Ava Waits, and it's just you in the forefront. But always, definitely, when you can, totally agree with that, with your, you know, just go for your name and shine as the person you are.
Yeah. And will you share, too, I was so intrigued about this whole idea of capturing your client's attention in 4 seconds or less. Like getting, you know, they hop on your website, like they know, they feel that connection. Will you share a little bit more about that? Or even if you've seen that happen, either for you or maybe for clients who you've done website updates for or pictures for?
Sure. Yes. So that, it's interesting. We're sort of blending all the topics together, and I love that. It's like a lot of everything. Everything really does all go together. So, you know, with the personal brand photography and all the things that, you know, the archetype will stand behind, it all creates this beautiful package. So when someone lands on your website, you really want them to go, you know, just sort of like take a breath in, because you capture them with the visuals. I mean, I'm a real visual person, and a lot of the people in our industry are visual and love to have, you know, beauty before them and things that feel harmonious to look at and all this. So when they land on your site, you really want to capture them with if you're a woman entrepreneur, they always put their photo in the banner, because, you know, you want to be there front and center, and you want to connect your audience. And they say a beautiful or attractive woman, which in your photography you will be, anyone isn't here, but, you know, just you'll be your shiny, most radiant, luscious self. So they say a woman is the most clicked on and most observed thing ever. Does that make sense? Am I communicating that correctly? You know, a woman is like the highest, most attention-grabbing visual there is, if that makes
really?
Sense.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
There's the psychology there for you. So that's one reason we put our photos of ourselves in the header, but of course also because we want to show up as the expert of our brand and our business.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so make your picture big.
I can even think, too, when I go back to, say, like, thinking back to my teenage years, I remember I think that's a time where you're looking through magazines and you're seeing all these pretty dresses and you have all these idols or maybe actresses or singers. And I always really appreciated just a photo of a woman that I felt was beautiful. I think I cut them out and would stick them up on my wall. So I could imagine mm-hmm. how we still do that in a way, maybe not idolizing people so much, but how we just want to see, we just want to see beauty, and beauty comes in many, many, many forms, which is
right.
amazing.
And there's something that comes through the beauty that's even deeper than just the physical, like, oh, she's got a nice pair of lips or beautiful sculpted eyebrows
yeah.
or, you know, her eyelashes look really pretty and curled. There's something more that comes through, and it's like it's really the essence of the soul that's coming through the photography that you're, I think that we connect with, because I've always been like that too. I love to make goddess artwork, you know, where it's just this, you know, this divine intelligence and wisdom is coming through that beauty. And, you know, we connect to it as when we see a woman like that, we connect to that inner radiance and we're like, oh, I want that. That inspires me. You know, we see it as a mirror for what we're striving for to be in this world as well. So
mm-hmm.
you absolutely want, you know, in your personal brand photography, in your banner, you want that deepest essence place of yourself to really shine through so that when someone comes to your set, they're like, oh, wow, who's that? I want to work with her. I want to learn more about her. I want to learn how to stay on her website for a little longer and see what she's up to. So
mm-hmm.
there's like a transmission that happens, too, in the eyes. So I always recommend that the eyes are really visible in your banner, that, you know, you're just really showing up and connecting. So your client or audience, potential client or audience, sees you and it's just immediately connecting and feels like they can – trust you and get to know you and learn to like you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that tip about the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I can even think of some photo shoots that I've been in where not every photo has my eyes really facing forward, but then,
mm-hmm.
You know, even right now as I do some updates to my own site, there are, yeah, I'm choosing photos that are more engaging through gaze, you know, through the
mm-hmm.
eyes. Like having photos that look forward. It's really interesting because we want to hop on a website and see that we can have a conversation with this person, especially if for all of you listening, if you are in a business where you are the service, where it is you providing the service, you're the one who does the talking or the teaching or, so important just to be engaging through your look, that look that
yeah.
you will be, yeah, the way you'll be staring at everyone coming onto your website. I think that's very important.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I love that. So, yeah, when you can cook them, you know, with that energy, and you're also exuding, you know, your essence and your brand archetype and your, you know, what you're going to do for someone. I even have my clients when I'm doing photo shoots, like, look at the camera at me and say, I love you, clients, you know, and really, like,
aww.
I want to serve you, clients, you know, really like connecting with your clients in a deeper way. And it's amazing how that energy can come through the photography and can be felt on the other side. It's really like there's just a thin veil there that in this magical exchange that happens. So, yes. So
wow.
Important. Yeah, where you're showing up in your photos.
And I've never heard that before, someone say, like during the photography session, to really be connecting energetically with those future clients. That is
yep.
a great tip. I am taking that into every photo shoot I have now.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that for every. Go ahead.
No. You go ahead and finish. I was going to take us to a new spot, but.
Oh, that's fine. I was just,
okay.
You know, for a few photos, it's good. And then also just allow yourself to really like relish in your own amazingness, because you were
yeah.
saying there's some photos you're not looking at the camera, but it's really capturing this essence of, you know, you and your lifestyle and you, what you've created because of your own business. So it's fun to show that off in various photos throughout your website. For the banner ones, you know, there definitely is a transmission that wants to happen. And
mm-hmm.
and that's part of that, like, that breathtaking moment that happens on your site, that, you know, the photo paired with really beautiful typography, which is the, like, the main words in your banner, and the colors and the textures and all the beauty that makes up your web design, basically. So that's
mm-hmm.
That's that capturing them in those 4 seconds. And then there's And then there's things that want to happen after that, too, you know, with the marketing aspect of your website, to capture them into your list and all those details. But you really want to grab them with the visual beauty. So the visual brand.
Yeah. I'm curious too. I'd love for you to take us through, like, when you have a client come in and work with you. I'm really curious just to know kind of the process, because you've been speaking about all these parts of creating a prosperity brand and a prosperity brand presence online, that there are all these parts, like the banner, the website, the photos. Can you just briefly just take us through, like, when a client comes and wants to work with you, like, what is the process that they go through? Like, when do you do the photos? When do you make the banner? I'd love to just hear that kind of that step-by-step, because I think for everyone listening,
sure,
that'll give us a really great checklist of the things that we should have if we are creating a prosperity brand online.
Sure. That sounds fun. Yeah. So let's start with photos. Some clients come to me and have photos, and some I do their photos for their website. So it just depends, you know, in my process, I have those two different ways to work with people. And a lot of times I blend it all together. It's a really dynamic way to get that archetypal essence in there. So the photos really are, if you come to me and work with me and you don't have photos and you need photos, I will take you through your archetypal process, which I have an assessment, and I dive really deep with my clients and basically give them a reading with their top three archetypes. And then one is the main dish and the other two are the entrees. And we basically flavor everything else from that point. But besides that, I take them through a brand revealer questionnaire. So there's things you need to know about your essence. And I can give a couple questions for that questionnaire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'd love to hear. I'm really interested. I bet other people are too. Like, what
okay,
should you be asking? Yeah.
Yeah. One thing, you know, just for people to tune into is, you know, well, it's everything from, the questionnaire is quite complete. You know, there's everything from your niche profile to, you know, who you're going to be serving, who your ideal client is. You know, there's so many aspects to this that are so important to tune into while you're creating a brand. You know, what your tagline is and everything. And I love to base it all on the archetypes when possible. But there's one thing that's really fun is the part I love to call the brand emotional aftertasting. And this is part, like, if your business was a color, what color would it be? Rather than, like, I think my brand should be this color, it's more of like tuning into, it should be maybe ambery golden with, like, sparkles because, you know, and then that usually there's a reason for why it should be, like, luscious and rich and warm, you know, because maybe you're a luscious and rich and warm person. So it's often, it's like getting into the deeper psychology of things, and I love this aspect. There's one, you know, question. I think it's, if your business was a texture or a fabric, what would it be? Is it like organic cotton or canvas, or is it like silky,
or velvet.
Or velvet, exactly. Raw silk.
Denim,
right? Yeah, so those start to get into the texture and, like, the tangibility of how things feel. You can ask, I love this one, if your brand was a, through a party, what would it look like? Or if it wore a party dress, how would it adorn itself? Yeah.
Oh, so, I love the throwing a party question. Like, if you're, that's great. I love it.
I love reading the answers that come into me. It's just so creative, and it really, like, paints a picture of, you know, are you wearing an Indian sari? You know, do you have beautiful waterfalls and luminaries lit, and, you know, and why? You know, and it just sort of starts illustrating how when someone steps into the online home of your website, how they're going to feel when you open the door and welcome them in. You know, what's the environment and ambiance going to look like? Like the party. So I really like that.
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but, like, that's actually a really cool idea, is that question of how, like, what would a party look like if your brand or your business threw a party? And actually, if you could just make your website look like that party.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, this is great.
Because we want our websites and our businesses to feel like a party, you know? I mean, even if it's,
yeah,
some want it to be like a rock and roll, crazy, wild party into the midnight hours. Some want it to be like this intimate, sensual, you know, with dancers and fine foods and, you know, whatever. So, you know, the decor and the decorations and invitations will look different to each of those parties, depending on what your essence is. So, absolutely.
Oh, so interesting. Wow. So, yeah, so after you take people through this process of getting clear on the essence of their brand, what do you feel like is the next step that you would normally do with the client? Like, what's next?
I definitely have my own process that I like to take people through. I work with women entrepreneurs, so I have the next thing after the photo shoot happens, whether I've done it or – so if they do a photo shoot with me, I love to mastermind about, you know, style and colors and, you know, all the visuals that will come through in the photography based on the archetypes and based on their essence and all the questions in the brand revealer. So the photo shoot happens, and then from the photo shoot – I take one of the photos and I create what I'm now affectionately calling a goddess portrait. I've called it a brand totem image before because it's really like a totem of their personal brand, like who they are as a woman in the world. And I make art into it, basically. A lot of women use this in their brand, and some women just use it as a visibility empowerment piece, put it on their altar. You know, there's just different ways to do that. So, but maybe it doesn't sound like it's necessary, but it's very empowering. It's kind of a bonus, and it's part of my intuitive creative process as well. Oftentimes from working with their image, you know, whether they're in prayer pose or, you know, I've had a recent client who's pretty well known in the entrepreneurial industry that actually made her goddess portrait into a book cover.
Awesome.
So it's now her, and she just had a best-selling book cover on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's in prayer pose and lights raining out of her heart. But that was her goddess portrait we used when we did our website a couple years back. So the goddess portrait, and a lot of times the textures and the essence, you know, a woman will see something in herself that will be transferred into the visual brand, which is the next step. So I create the website banner is what I like to create next, and I take, you know, either the picture that's in the goddess portrait, but sometimes a different one, and a lot of times it'll be elements from the goddess portrait that will be transferred into the visual banner and brand. Because it just a lot of times transfers over for whatever reason, so there's like little flourishes or colors or like luminosity or things like this. And oftentimes transfer over. So, create the banner. We work through taglines. We create, like, the big text on the banner that I love to have big, engaging text on your banner to catch their eye. It's like the first thing. Your eye will go to the woman photo on the left. It'll read the big text on the right. It'll to the tagline. The tagline really wants to be benefits-oriented. And then your eye will sort of scan down the page. So in my process, I love to start with the banner. And everything else goes from there because that's really the main visual aspect of the brand is the banner. So the colors from the banner will go through the site. And then I create the visual design for the rest of the site, which for entrepreneurs, I love to have the opt-in box where you opt-in for the list as, like, you see the site, and then the next thing you do is get on the list because it's really important, you know, to capture those leads. So we just want to make that really obvious and clear, whether it's a video guiding you into the opt-in or, you know, the opt-in below every single banner. There's a couple different ways to do it that I recommend. And so basically I design all that. We create the words for the opt-in. I oftentimes mentor my clients through a lot of the words. I do love words. I love archetypal words. And so I sort of weave that in as sort of an additional aspect of my work.
And then
from there I developed the site out.
Yeah, and of course with that there are so many different ways to develop sites. I mean, even, you know, every time I've had websites redone, there are millions and millions of questions answered, details and everything to to look at.
Absolutely. Yeah. So many details. Right.
Great. And oh my gosh, fantastic. Yeah, what were you saying?
Website will always expand to you. I just wanted to tell everyone on the call that, you know, mm-hmm. if you're just starting out or if you're a well-seasoned entrepreneur, we know that you'll create a website and it'll be like the framework and you'll have as much content as you can put in there at the time. You'll always keep evolving as you grow and as you expand, and oftentimes, you know, things can shift around. So I love creating WordPress websites so that they can be edited and added to and transformed and all
mm-hmm.
that as we do in the world.
Yeah, that's huge too. And that is one thing I've noticed about business, is that you will create something and it will always be evolving. I mean, even the services and programs and everything that we offer and that we sell,
right.
it's just, I think I update those probably 4 or 5 times a year. It's crazy.
Yes.
It'll never be the same. Great. Well, is there any last little thing that we maybe didn't have a chance to cover that you really wanted to share with everyone who's on the call today?
Let's see, what would that be? Like parting words of wisdom kind of thing?
It could be anything. Anything you feel like they would need to really, you know, build this prosperity brand and have it connect so well and so quickly, so energetically with their ideal clients. Could be anything around that. I'll leave that open to you.
Okay. Oh, there's so many things that come to mind.
I know, right?
I think really the main thing is really to tune into who you are and to really get clear with how you want to be expressed or how you want to express yourself, and to know that, like, your brand holds this space for you in the world, that, you know, you don't always have on days necessarily, but your brand is like this sort of, it's like, to speak spiritually, if you don't mind, it's like,
that's okay.
It's like your higher self almost holding this place for you as your truest, most radiant essence. And I do see it like that, you know, it's, and it's authentically you though. And, you know, even if you're having a crappy day, your brand is always holding this space and this energetic space for your business. Yeah. So that you can always step into that and merge with that. And it's just always there to create that foundation for you.
Yeah. I have never heard it said that way. And that is so gorgeous because, yeah, we do have on and off days, and you're so right that our brand, our website, everything that we've put out into the online world about our business, that it has that essence of who we truly are in it, and can it keeps talking to people even if we don't feel like talking to people on an off day, you know?
Exactly.
If we just start taking some healing time for ourselves. So, gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and, you know, some people say, well, that's not really me because this, that, and grumble, but it really is, like, it is really you, and we all really are at this potential to be visible and to keep expanding, and so that energy that wants to come through it all, just, it can come through all aspects, you know, and that, I really love creating luminous brands because I really see that amazing essence in everyone that I work with, and,
Wow.
So just let it shine, people. So let yourself shine and all that.
Great. And is there anywhere else that you wanted to send all the listeners to? I know we have your website, prosperitybranding.com. Is there anything else that they need to know about, or any other way that you'd love for them to stay in touch with you after our call today?
Oh, sure. Thank you, Ava.
Yeah.
You can sign up for my 5 pillars to unveil your prosperity brand. It's a 5-part video series that talks a bit about what I've shared with today and goes a little into more each thing. And, or if you want to, after you watch those, if you want to connect with me, there's a prosperitybranding.com/discovery page where we can have an activate your prosperity brand discovery session and really tune into, you know, each person's individual prosperity brand.
Ooh, nice.
That looks like
some one-on-one attention. Yes.
That's right. Board discovery, yes. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And
thank you for asking.
Also, Yeah, you're welcome. And also for everyone listening, you know, definitely check out the images of Lucinda's work that she's been doing with other entrepreneurs. Again, it's at www.prosperitybranding.com. And I know that she has a really amazing portfolio. And, you know, even some of the things you've been painting lately have been gorgeous, too. So
thank you.
Share those with all of us. Yeah.
Thank you. Letting my inner artist out a little more and more. It inspires all my work. So thank you.
Great. Well, it's definitely part of you. So
yes.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, Lucinda, thank you so much. It has been such a pleasure, and I'm so happy that I know you and that we've gotten to know each other over the past couple of years, and that you have come on with us today to be here and to share all this. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Ava. It's really a pleasure getting to know you as a colleague and a friend and being in this space. I love your interviews. Thank you.
Wonderful. You're welcome. Okay, well, everyone, thank you so much. Again, Lucinda's website is prosperitybranding.com, and I am over at avawaits.com. And we are so grateful to have you with us and want to wish you a beautiful day. And, definitely check out some of Lucinda's artwork and beautiful branding and websites, and it's all at her page. Okay, thanks, everyone. Enjoy your day. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.